Well, the first thing, we don't want anybody to panic. Because I'm well aware of what time it is. And I know how things go. I've been doing this a little while, and I know that we get that turned head syndrome when it gets late. But we're not going to hold you very long, I promise you. I'm going to share a few thoughts with you. And I've been under burden about these thoughts all day long. I wish that each one of you could experience what it was like to have a burden to allow God's Word to be shared. It'll do a lot of things to you. It'll make you sick. If you really got a burden, it'll make you sick. We're hearing a lot of things today, young people. You hear a lot of things. A lot of men get in places like this and they stand behind here and sometimes you hear their thoughts and you hear their opinions and you hear their ideas. But I'm going to tell you, if there's ever a time that we needed to hear from heaven, today's the day.
Amen.
I'm asking you tonight that you would just pray for us just for a little bit. I'd ask for you to, if you could, I noticed, you know, as soon as it's time to preach, 20 people get up and head out the double doors. And, you know, it almost makes me want to sit here and wait about 5 minutes till all of them get back. So get back in here. Because I want to share these thoughts with you. Because I really, truly believe that we as God's people need these tonight.
Amen.
Some things will probably be said tonight that will maybe upset some of you. We're not trying to upset anybody tonight. Young people, the last youth camp meeting you was here, we kept hearing about the wonderful reports. How some of you went back home and you had gotten victory. And I want to tell you tonight, because I think sometimes we don't do it enough, that not only is God, but Brother Ken is very proud of you. Sometimes we always focus on the negative things. And I heard a person say one time, if you tell a child long enough you're an idiot, they'll get to thinking they're an idiot. So I want to tell you tonight, I thank God for the reports that I've heard about every one of you. About how you've grown. The adjustments that you've made. And I want to share with you tonight that life is about adjustments. And I'm going to talk about some things tonight that you young people know about. And I'm going to tell you older ones sitting in the back, if you don't think that these young people know about it, you're crazy. They know about these things. Many, many years ago, about 11 years ago, Brother Seth and I was under a huge burden for the youth. We're still under that burden. And the reason that we were under that burden was because we began to see the enemy take some strong holds on some things. And I want to tell you tonight, the enemy has some very strong holds on people, places, and things. In those places sometimes when the enemy gets a strong hold on people and he gets a strong hold on places, things begin to change. And people begin to change. And then what happens many times is we want to think that nobody's going to see those changes. Nobody's going to witness those things taking place. And then we think that the young people are so naive that they're not going to know anything about it. Well, I'm going to tell you something. These young people are serving God. And they have a God that can give them discernment the same way He can give you and I discernment. God is no respecter of persons. If the young people ever need to be encouraged in the work of God, it's today. God's proud of you. God's glad that you're doing what you're doing. Don't get your eyes on people. Don't get your eyes on places. Don't think of Brother Ken. Don't think of Brother Seth. Jesus is the one that's going to take you young people to where you need to be. Too many times, down through the years, we've said that people get to God through the preacher. That's nonsense. Yeah, I guess I'm the only one ignorant enough to say that. But I'm going to tell you something. There's been times in my life the preacher wasn't around. There's been times in my life I couldn't call the preacher. There's been times in my life I couldn't get a hold of anybody. It was me and Jesus. No man, I'm going to tell you, young people, no man can get you to heaven. You have to have an individual, personal relationship with Jesus, or you're not going to make it. The enemy's working. He is getting in and he's getting some strongholds. He's getting some strongholds on some people. He's getting some strongholds on some places. And if we're not careful, the enemy will come into our lives and he'll get a very strong hold on us. And whenever he gets that hold, I'm telling you, the enemy does not like to let go. Young people, spirits are real. And I want to tell you something tonight. This room is full of spirits. It's full of spirits tonight. There's good spirits here. There's bad spirits here. The Holy Spirit is here. But the spirit of the devil is here tonight. Oh, Lord. When you say that, everybody starts thinking, who's he going to call out? I'm calling out the devil. The devil. Young people, you need to understand, I am so thankful for the victory that God's given you. I'm so thankful for that. But just as sure as you're claiming victory tonight, the enemy is at work trying to scheme some device, some way, some type of situation to bring into your life to oppress you, to bring you down. Grant, the enemy does not ever want you again, son, to stand to your feet and give God praise. I want you to understand something about the devil. He is a spirit. And he works in spiritual ways. He works through our thought life. He works through conditions. He works through circumstances. And yeah, he's got a lot of faces. The devil works through people. But I don't want to list just people tonight. I want you to think about spirits and how those spirits can work on you. And I want to show you a little bit how spirits work. And I'm going to use an adult for this. Brother Bo, come here and help me, man. I promise you I wouldn't hold you long with the help of the Lord. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to hold you long because I made a promise. What's your interpretation of long? It might not be mine. This is what I want you to do. I want you to walk around this building. I want you to walk up to somebody and start a conversation. Don't talk very long because we can't hold them long. We're focusing on long tonight, okay? So don't take up all the time. But go around. I don't want you to sit down. I just want you to walk around the building. And while you're walking, I'm going to do a little talking. While you're involved in your conversation, I'm going to do a little talking. Don't pay attention to Bo. Please pay attention to us. But I want to show you what a spirit is. Bo is a Christian man who has a soul in here. And there's a spirit in here that controls that soul. It's either one of two spirits. It's either the spirit of the enemy or it's the spirit of God. And what this is, this body here, it's nothing more than just clay. It's something that was brought up out of the dust of the earth and made by God. And God breathed on it and it became a living soul. He put life into this thing. But this is not Bo. You don't see Bo right here. This is not him. Why? Because Bo changes. This outward changes. There used to be one time, Sister Jen, that this was slicked over and had full head of hair and he was suave and debonair. But over time, you can see that... he's had some effects on his flesh. Look at Brother Dan Matheny. No doubt one time he didn't look like somebody had scared him. Yeah. No doubt one time his hair was about as black as mine, maybe. But you change. From the time that this is brought into the world, it begins to die. But what's on the inside, it lives forever. And I'm going to tell you something. The devil is not so much concerned with getting this. He wants what's in there. And if he can get through there, this is what he works through right here. He works through these two things here and this over here. And he works through these two things here. And I would pick you up and show you his feet, but he's a little heavy, so I'm not going to pick him up. But the devil knows Bo's everyday life. And this is what the devil does. Whether you believe it or not tonight, young people, this is what the devil does. Go. I don't care. I want you to see something. You can't see the spirits that's in this room. But I'm going to tell you, if you could look with me, there's spirits all around Bo. All around him. They're surrounding him. Devilish, ungodly spirits that are telling him, you have the wrong thoughts, Bo. Let's think on this. Let's study on it. Hey, Bo, let's go over here. Come over here. See, I already influenced him. There's spirit, and this spirit, the spirit will follow him around. And there's spirits following you. There's spirits sitting right beside you. You know what they're looking for? They're looking for an opportunity to get a strong hold on you some way or another. They just want to reach in there and get a hold of something in your life to where that they can destroy the soul. Let's go, Bo, down here. Come on. And it, these spirits will follow you around. That's exact, and they'll wait. The ungodly, devilish spirits of the enemy, they'll wait. They'll wait patiently. They'll let him finish his conversation. They'll look for an opportunity to get into his life. And at some point, you know what the devil's going to do? I'm going to show you what the devil's going to do. Now don't resist me. The devil's going to put you in a very strong hold. That's what he's going to do to you. And then he's going to say, hey, Bo, I want you to go over here. He's going to put you in a real strong hold. Now, Bo's got a little bit of freedom tonight. But if he takes too much liberty, he's going to get hurt. Because I got him in a hold, not because I can hurt him, but because I got him in a hold here. And there's a lot of pressure that can be applied here and moved around. I can pretty much move him any way that I want to. Let's go back over here. This is all the devil's trying to do to you, young people. And he'll wait till he gets the perfect opportunity. And I'm going to tell you something. Once you're in this, it's real hard to get out of it without being hurt. He's going to cause some damage in your life before you get loose. He's going to hurt you, and he's going to hurt you bad. Now, whether you believe it or not, this one simple thing here, I can make one twist and fracture his arm from here all the way up. Do you believe that? All the devil has to do is just one little twist. One little twist. I didn't hurt you, did I, brother?
Nope.
Thank the Lord. That's because he's tough. That's why I picked him. I'm not going to have time to read the Scripture, but I want you to read it. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I'm going to read verses 1 through 6. I want to read those. And then I'm going to share some things with you. And then with the help of the Lord, you can make your decision about what you want to do. In 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, beginning in verse 1, it said, "Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ." And before I go any further, I want to explain something to you young people. Jesus' Spirit is meek. And it is gentle. He will easily entreat you. He will get your attention. He will use authority to get your attention. But Jesus has nothing but the right intentions towards you. And these other spirits have nothing but the wrong intentions towards you. So remember that Jesus is gentle. And He's meek. And you know, thank God if we could get some people getting a hold of that, the work would be a lot better off. You remember that, young people. Part of the reason that we started these meetings was, you know, help me not to stray here, Lord. You better pray. Okay, I want to explain something to you. There's a lot of fellas walking around saying, I love you, brother. It's good to see you. And it's so stinking hypocritical, it stinks in the nostrils of God. You know, sometimes it's easy for people to call each other brother. I love you, brother. Good to see you, sister. And in their inward, not on that outward, but in their inward, there's all these feelings in there grinding at them. And the only reason they do that is because they feel like they have to. But the true Christian can allow God's Spirit to remove all those feelings and not just say, Brother David, I love you because you're my brother, but to be your friend. There needs to be more friendships established in the work of God. It's not biblical, Brother Ken. Jesus said, I call you my friends. I'm telling you, we've begun to take brother lightly. Brother, bing. Sister, pop. Brother, there is one advantage to that, though. If you forget someone's name, you can say, how are you, brother? Good to see you. Jesus is meek and He is gentle. Who in presence am based among you, but being absent am bold toward you. Now tonight, through the Holy Spirit, I'm going to be pretty bold with you about some things. And brothers, sisters, friends, if you feel like Brother Ken gets out of order, you check me on it. Okay? You check me on it. He said, I beseech you, or Paul's saying, I plead with you, that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold, against some which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. Now some of you may think tonight Brother Ken is walking according to the flesh. But I ask you, whenever we're finished, to judge the Spirit. And if it's not God's Spirit, then you feel free to correct me. Is that fair enough? For the weapons, Paul said in verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. I'm walking in this flesh, but I promise you, as God is my witness, I am not here tonight to war against your flesh. You understand what that scripture means? Now you can't say, well, Paul was talking about warring against his flesh. We all have a war in our flesh. You can't say Paul was talking about that. He was talking about, I'm not coming there to make war with you. I'm coming because I have a burden to come. He said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. In other words, they're not devised from the minds of a man. They're not devised from the systems of organizations. But the weapons of our warfare are divinely given from heaven. The gifts that God gives to edify the body, through the ministering of the Spirit of Christ Jesus, young people, that is what your success will be as a Christian. You, young people, can receive divine revelations. Don't you tell the young people that. Well, bless God, why don't some of the rest of you start applying for some? But mighty through the minds of men. Mighty through the organization of systems. Mighty through the gathering of the ministerial body. Mighty through the Pope. Well, I thank God I got a no on that one. No, none of these things. Mighty through who? Through God. To the pulling down of strongholds. And we don't need to think of pulling down of strongholds that we're going to try to pull somebody down. But these spirits that come to us, Brother Jeff, they want to try to get that strong hold on you, and it's only through God that you can allow those strongholds to be pulled down. We are emotional beings, very, very emotional creatures, created by God that our humanity might be given back to the Father through Christ the Son. And when it's given back, then the Spirit of Christ Jesus can govern our feelings. I want to share something with you. How many of you have ever felt alone? Come on now. Now listen to me. Don't raise your hand. Put your hands down. Put them down. Put them down. Put them down. I'm talking about really alone. I'm talking like, my Lord and my God, where is everybody? What happened to everybody? How many of you really truly felt that way? Has that ever really gotten a strong hold on you to where it's begun to work even some, and I'm going to say it, depression? Now we might say that we as human beings don't have depression, but you should really stop kidding yourself. Young people, there's going to be times you're going to be depressed. There's going to be times it's going to feel like nobody knows. Nobody understands. And what the enemy's trying to do is he's trying to take that loneliness and get a strong hold in your life to where he can begin to make implications and say, see, nobody else wants it. Grant, you can go down there to school, man, but you ain't going to be able to win nobody because you are a religious freak. Now don't tell me the devil ain't told some of you that. He wants you to think, the devil wants to get that stronghold in your life and tell you, people don't want to dress that way. People don't want to look that way. Women don't want to look that way. He's trying to get a stronghold in your life. And then, how many of you ever been hurt by somebody? Now hold it! Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. Because I lost some hands on the last one. How many of you been hurt by those that called you brother? How many of you been seriously wounded by those who called you sister? And you've got to be careful because the enemy can come to you and he can take those emotions and those feelings and you can get to the point where they hurt me. They ain't saved. They ain't Christians. If they would have been Christians, they wouldn't have hurt me. They don't know how bad I'm hurting. They don't know what pain I'm going through. They don't know what I'm suffering. You know what? They may have hurt you. They may have hurt you. It happens. But please don't let the devil come in and start stiff-arming you and saying, let bitterness get in there. Start hating them a little bit. It's a stronghold. It's a very stronghold. And you have got to allow the Spirit of Christ working through your soul deliver you from those feelings. Can He do it? I promise you He can. I promise you that God is a deliverer of our humanity. He's a sustainer of our feelings. Young people, there's a lot going on around the body of Christ. I'm not going to say the church. You notice how I selected that. There's a lot going on around the body of Christ. Sometimes you look at people, you get a lot of confidence in people, and all of a sudden, pull that knife out of my back. If you ain't careful, you get hurt by it. And that thing can get a strong hold on you to the point to where you won't love people anymore. You know what I hear a lot with people? I don't want to get involved. It hurts too much. That is a stronghold of the devil. Because if he can get all of us to the point to where we won't get involved, then nobody's going to do the work of God because they're afraid of getting hurt. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you're going to live a Christian life, you're going to get hurt. But none of us have been hurt the way Jesus was hurt. That thing gets such a stronghold on you. Fear. Anybody ever really... No, careful now. Anybody ever really been afraid? Really, truly had fear. In October, Brother Ken went to Haiti. We felt so impressed to take the Revelation chart. I mean, it come down right to the wire and I was struggling with it. I said, God, I don't think it's wisdom. I'm telling God. God, I don't think it's wisdom to take that chart over there. I don't care what you think, He said. Take the chart. So we took the chart. There was only two brothers over there who'd ever seen a Revelation chart. And the prominent religion over there today is voodoo. And it is a very wicked, nasty religion. Well, now the voodoos have joined together with the Pentecostal people and formed a religion. Go figure. And I didn't know this. And as we were ministering to them about the revelation, the brother come to us and he said, Brother Ken, there's things being dealt with in this meeting that are happening right here. And I'll tell you, it shocked me. Brothers coming from the community, coming in, listening, looking at the chart. And I'm telling you this story for a reason. There was a brother at altar call in Haiti. When the brothers come to the altar, they're packed out. One brother come to the altar, and when he got up there, he was shaking a little bit. And I watched the brother go, and he laid hands on him, and he's still shaking a little bit, and he kind of got up. And God spoke to us, and He said, he's not delivered. So I asked Brother Nathan, I said, Brother Nathan, can you go down there with me and talk to that fella? He said, yeah. And I'm telling you, it's crowded. And so we go down and we talk to this brother. And the first thing I asked him was, I asked Brother Nathan, I said, Brother Nathan, ask him if he has a spiritual need or a physical need. And he said he had a spiritual need. And when we got down and we began to pray with him, we laid hands on him, we anointed him with oil. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, you don't have to believe this if you don't want to, but he made the highest pitch screech I'd ever heard in my life. Almost like a bat. He trembled a little bit, and then he started talking so fast, I've never seen a man's mouth move that fast in my life. Finally, I looked at Brother Nathan. I said, Brother, what is he saying? What's he saying? Brother Nathan said, it's a bunch of gibberish. Brothers and sisters, I reached down, got him by the jaw, and I shook him. And I said, Brother, stop that. That's not God's Spirit. Do you want delivered? And he shook his head. And we prayed with him. And you know, the next night he come into service and I watched him. He come down to the altar. And after service he asked us to come down there. We went down there. And with tears in his eyes, he told Brother Nathan, he said, tell the brothers that Jesus is my Master and I've been delivered. It really stirred things up around there. Well, I'm going to share this with you. I got home and 2 days later, the enemy began to really vex me. He woke me up in the middle of the night. I could feel His presence. I could feel the power of His darkness there. He was really bringing fear on me. And I got up and I prayed. And I read my Bible and I prayed some more. And boy, He kept working on my mind. He kept telling me all these things that were going to happen. He kept telling me, you've really done it now. They're going to get you. This, that, and the other. The next time you go there, you're a target. I mean, just all kinds of stuff He kept working on my mind. And I could not get victory, young people. So you know what I did? I said, Lord, I need some help because the devil's got me in such a stronghold. Yeah, me, Brother Ken. That he's pushing me down as far as he can. So you know what I did? I said, okay. I got down on my knees and I began to pray. I said, God, wake this brother up. You wake him up. Tell him to pray, Lord. I'm not calling him. I need you to intervene for me. I need to know that you're involved in helping me. Brother, 15 minutes later, that devil was gone. I had relief, went and laid back down. The next morning, I made a phone call. I said, brother, how did you sleep? He said, real good till the Lord woke me up. I said, he woke you up about 3:30, didn't he? He said, yeah. He said, you know what was on my mind when I woke up? I said, no. He said, God protecting His children in the fiery trials. God is real. And the spirit that Paul is talking about here, whatever stronghold that the enemy has on you, young people. And some of you know, some of you, he's got some strongholds on you. And you know what? Some of you, he's got some strongholds on. You can break it. Because our weapons are not carnal. But they are powerful to the pulling down of strongholds through God. Young people, don't get your eyes on people. Don't get your eyes on places. Don't you dare get your eyes on Tennessee. You know why God's here? Because Brother C has turned this place over to God. This could be your place, Brother C. Oh, let's all go hang out at Brother C's. You know, that's the way some people feel. You ever got your feelings hurt by another young person? Friends? Huh? Do you know if you carry that the enemy will keep putting a stronger hold? Can I share something with you? The enemy put a strong hold on me when Anna Coons died. I got to thinking about my children. And I got to thinking about how Brother Joe felt. And you know how I broke that stronghold that the enemy had on me, Brother David? I said, God, let me feel just a little bit of what Brother Joe's feeling. Let me bear his burden. If we could get people back in the church who had the desire to bear one another's burdens, carry each other's load. Young people, listen. Don't look at what people are doing. Don't judge the work of God on decisions people make. Don't judge it on what you hear about places and what's going on in places. The work of God is divinely built by Jesus Christ, cannot and will not fall.
Amen.
You young people can have just as much victory as you have tonight, if not more. If you want it. Now, I don't know what feelings that some of you have out there, but I'm going to tell you, I know God's Spirit well enough. He's a discerner of the intents and thoughts of the heart. He knows, son, what feeling is in there working. He knows. Every one of you, He knows what feeling's working on you. Every one of you over here, He knows what feeling is working on you. what's bothering you. He knows. I don't know all of them. I can't come down here and list all of them. And I'm not stopping with Him. He knows. He knows what's working on every one of you. You know where people get in trouble the most in church? Attitude. That's a stronghold of the devil. Get old rusty, nasty, rotten, stinking attitude. Is there something working on you? Some emotion that you're trying to deal with? Some hurt that you have there? You know something? You can take the loss of a loved one. The loss of Anna. And the devil can use that to get a stronghold in your life. And he can come and say, if God really loved you, He wouldn't have took him. If God really truly loved you, if God really cared. But listen, young people, God sees so much further than we do. He understands so much more than we do. His wisdom is far above our wisdom. You know what you can do though? I'll tell you what also He did. He sent a comforter to help you carry that hurt. If you can turn that hurt over to the comforter, glory to God, you know what? The devil has to let go. What is it? What is it that works on you? What emotion? What feeling? Now it's up to you. I know some of you already come to the altar. And I didn't hold you that long. It's also up to some of you back there. What feeling you're harboring. One feeling, one bad feeling can send you to hell. You know why it can? Because the enemy can keep building on it and building on it and building on it till he makes it envy, bitterness, hatred, strife. Yes, we are to love our enemies. Loving them is not shaking their hand and calling them brother and hugging them at camp meeting. Loving them is earnestly seeking God for restoration. And we need to have the spirit of restoration. Brother Ken, you've had situations like that in your life. Yeah, some of you know about them. But I'm telling you, as God is my witness, my desire is restoration. That's my desire. I can't have desires for other people. I can only know what my desires are. So what is it? You can get to loving somebody more than you love Jesus. Get a stronghold on you. You can get to loving things more than you love Jesus. That's a stronghold. Brother Preston brought a wonderful message. You can get rid of your birthright like Brother David brought last night, night before. Like, wonderful message. Strongholds. So what is it? You going to let a career in aviation take you away from God? You better be careful, son, because He'll put a stronghold on you. He'll make you love flying more than you love Jesus. So what is it? What is it? Who needs help? Anybody need help? Anybody need to pull down any strongholds? Any of you?